USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and his wife Melania sent Christmas greetings to Americans on Twitter.
We give thanks for the millions of Americans who come together to care for others with compassion and bring the warmth and bliss of this holy season to our families, our friends, our neighbors.
Pope Francis also gave a message.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
He spoke of the light in people's hearts, overcoming the darkness in the world. Israel says a rocket from Gaza was intercepted over its southern territories. Emergency sirens rang out in Escalon, where the prime minister had been speaking. Police in Oklahoma City are investigating a Christmas morning drive-by shooting where two people got shot. Six people were waiting at a bus stop when two men in a Dodge pickup pulled up and began shooting at them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hundreds are displaced after a 4 a.m. fire tore through a downtown Minneapolis building that had hotel rooms for rent and more long-term apartments, primarily for homeless families. Mayor Jacob Frey.
These are people's lives. This is their home. They're concerned about everything from a wallet or a phone so that they can get in touch with a loved one on Christmas to where their baby is going to get formula.
In all, about 250 people were evacuated. The cause is still unknown. Prince Philip was discharged from a London hospital and taken immediately by helicopter to join other royals at Queen Elizabeth II's royal retreat, just in time for a traditional family Christmas. Buckingham Palace didn't reveal details about his medical treatment and said that he wished to thank everyone who had sent good wishes during his four-night stay at the private King Edward VII Hospital in London. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has pulled the plug on an outside contractor that's been using inmates to solicit support for his Democratic presidential campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has pulled the plug on an outside contractor that's been using prisoners to solicit support for his Democratic presidential campaign. The New Jersey-based company has been farming out phone calls to female inmates in Oklahoma. Bloomberg says he first found out about the arrangement on Tuesday. Americans are waking up grumpy 300 days a year, meaning only about 65 mornings are good ones. That's according to new research. The survey found that 2,000 respondents wake up from temperature issues approximately 3 times a week and once from outside noises and unusual dreams. Ingrid Pruer is known as the sleep whisperer. She joins Fox News and shares why many folks are waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
Most people don't put sleep as a priority on their list. They think of everything else they have to do, including socially, you know, social events. But that's why they wake up grumpy the next day.
Madonna has announced an injury has forced her to cancel the final date on the American leg of her Madam X concert tour. She wrote on Instagram, "I want to say how deeply sorry I am to all my fans for having to cancel my last show. I spent the last 2 days with doctors." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.